SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, Canada's Prime Minister, meeting with Donald Trump, who has threatened tariffs against both Canada and Mexico. Norman Hall reports.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's visit follows a threat by President-elect Donald Trump to slap sweeping tariffs on Canadian and Mexican products. Trump says the countries must stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across the southern and northern borders. Deputy Canadian Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, speaking in Toronto, says Canada stands by the latest version of the North American Trade Pact.
It is a trade deal that was negotiated by President-elect Donald Trump, which is a further guarantee for all of us.
Blowing up the deal negotiated in Trump's first term in office would be costly to both sides. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at srnnews.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York expected over the weekend.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
Erie County Executive Mark Policar says conditions could be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL bracing for the storm ahead of Sunday night's game in Buffalo against the San Francisco 49ers. Plows and backhoes already at the stadium. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a disaster emergency in affected areas. A police officer has been fatally shot in suburban Chicago after responding to a report of a man leaving a bank with a gun. Oak Park Police say 40-year-old Detective Alan Reddins was shot and killed. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Australia.
The government has decided to withdraw a bill that would have given a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and so-called disinformation on their networks. Christian leaders and free speech advocates warn the legislation would have made it dangerous to quote the Bible on hot-button social issues such as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois, that over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. Lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues Illinois is violating the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state's in violation of other laws. This is SRN News. Well, a handful of Massachusetts lawmakers taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, if approved, the bill would set a date and ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after that date forever, eventually banning all sales. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents still investigating the matter of those 3,000 fake Gibson electric guitars that have been seized. They'd been shipped from Asia. They were seized in a raid in California. More details at srnnews.com.